of Acts, chapter number 19. Acts chapter 19. Enjoyed the service so far. All the testimony. My heart is full tonight. Amen. The Lord is truly good to us. Acts 19 and verse number 1. It came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. Finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? They said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied, and all the men were about 12. Can you say amen? Amen to the Lord's word. Lord, we need your help tonight. We need your strength, God, to anoint us with fresh oil from the throne. Lord, I know that you're able to have your way, to bless us, God, and meet us in these altars in a special way, we pray. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. God bless you for standing and honoring the word. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Found certain disciples. They said, We have not heard whether there, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. I want to preach tonight about the Holy Ghost and the baptism of the Holy Ghost and in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Here, the book of Acts, he is telling us, amen, and writing the story to Theophilus. Luke writes, and tells the story of the apostles. He tells us about a man where Jesus was ascended up, and he told them to tarry in the city of Jerusalem until they was endued with power from on high. The Bible tells us that the angels stood by them when Jesus went up in the clouds, like Brother Wayne said, looking for the rapture of the church. The angel said, You men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? For this same Jesus that you have seen go, in so like manner shall he come. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that there was about 120 of them that went into that upper room. Amen. And there waited and tarried. The Bible tells us that the mother of Jesus was there. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was also in the upper room and received the baptism of the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter number 2. The Holy Ghost. Who is the Holy Ghost? Amen. I want to preach tonight, amen, along these lines. And I certainly, sometimes when we, amen, talk about the baptism of the Holy Ghost and, amen, the Spirit of God and being filled with the Holy Ghost, I certainly, amen, pray and have a prayerful heart tonight, amen, that if you are seeking for a greater experience in God and you are seeking for that great, amen, blessing and that, amen, infilling of the Holy Ghost, I certainly have a prayerful heart, amen, that you won't leave here condemned, amen, maybe challenged. I don't want to not challenge you, amen, if you've not yet received that, amen, but I certainly don't want you to feel condemned or looked down upon, because that is not, amen, the purpose of this at all. But who is the Holy Ghost? They said, we haven't even heard, amen, whether there be any Holy Ghost. We haven't even heard it. The Bible says, amen, Paul laid his hands upon them and they received the and the Holy Ghost came on them. Also, when Philip was preaching at Samaria, many people believed. Matter of fact, those Samaritans turned to the Lord, the Bible says. The Bible says that, amen, that they called for Peter and John. Philip and those, amen, there in Samaria. They sent word for Peter and John to come down. Come down here to Samaria. We're having revival. And lay your hands upon these that they may receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And it happened just like that. Amen. And so here Paul lays his hands on them. Who? I didn't say what. I know that the Holy Ghost is an experience with God. Amen. And we must never, I believe in experience with God. And we must never stop. We can't never get to that place where we've had enough. David said, my cup runneth over. It just keeps on running over and running over and running over. Amen. And so we get to that place where we're satisfied. That's the danger zone. Amen. That is the place that is dangerous. We must be constantly going on with God. Amen. And so, who is the Holy Ghost? I believe, amen, in God, in God's order, and how God has ordained things, and how God has taught us. Now, I don't want to get sidetracked here, amen, but the Bible teaches us that there are three that bear witness in heaven. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Amen. There's three that bear witness on the earth. Amen. And but there's also three that bear witness. Even we mentioned this morning about those three that came to Abraham. And that is the representation of God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. The Bible tells us in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. That Hebrew word, Elohim, amen, is a plural word. Amen. We, in our mind, would say in the beginning, gods. Amen. It's plural, but it's not gods because it's God three in one. The Holy Ghost, the Bible, amen, tells us of Jesus speaking of the Holy Ghost, and he calls this, amen, Holy Ghost an individual. He does not call it an it, amen, but when Jesus refers to the Holy Ghost, he always says he, amen, as a person, as an individual. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us in John 4, 14 and 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things into your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. A experience does not have a personality. Amen. An experience is just something that you experience. But an individual has a personality. That's why the Bible tells us don't grieve the Holy Spirit. That's why the Bible tells us don't quench the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's why the Bible tells us to not blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, Jesus said, if you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, there's no repentance. Now you think about that. Amen. If the Holy Ghost was not a different person than Jesus, a different person than the Father, he said you could blaspheme the Son and be forgiven. How could you blaspheme one and not the other? Amen. If they was the same. But there are a separation here. The Holy Ghost, amen, is a different person. And Jesus said, amen. Matter of fact, Jesus was casting out devils. Amen. They didn't like it. They said they didn't like what he was teaching. They said he's casting out devils through Beelzebub. In other words, the devil was casting out the devil. Amen. And Jesus, amen, addressed that, what they had said, and said, how, amen, if the devil casts out the devil, said his kingdom's going to fall. Said, amen, any kingdom that is divided against itself will not stand. He said, but I cast out devils through the finger of God. Amen. And then he goes on and gives this warning, and it is the greatest warning to mankind. And he says, if you speak a word against the Son of Man, you'll be forgiven. In other words, you can talk about me, you can be forgiven. He said, but if you speak a word against the Holy Ghost, you'll never be forgiven. Amen. And so we know that this is, who is the Holy Ghost? He is the Comforter. Amen. He is the coming Comforter in John chapter 14. Oh, let there come an awesome awareness in us, even as children. Amen. To be ever so careful what we say about God.
Amen.
He said, the Comforter is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. This person of the Godhead can come and he can leave. Amen. The Spirit of God can also leave. Hallelujah. The work of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Who is the Holy Ghost? John 14:26 said he is the Comforter. Amen. And he would send him in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. John 15:26, he says, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. There it is again, calling him an individual, calling him a person. He shall testify of me, and ye shall bear witness because ye have been with me from the beginning. What he's saying here is the Holy Ghost is going to come, and he's going to tell you of things that I have did. He's going to remind you of things that I did. He said, you have saw it. Amen. Said, you're going to have seen it also, and said, you're going to be able to be a witness with the Spirit. Amen. And I know, amen, that even sinners, amen, have come into the presence of God, and God has spoken things and revealed them to the heart. Amen. And if you'll, amen, let your mind work, you will agree with what the Spirit says. Amen. He reads the hearts of man. There is nothing he don't know, because he is God. Who is the Holy Ghost? Amen. He is an individual. He is greater than an experience, even though he brings an experience with him. Amen. I know tonight, and I want to be honest with you, amen, when I preach messages like this, I feel so bad, because in one shape, there's no way that words can describe it. Put yourself in the place of trying to put into words God and his work in our life. There is no words to describe it. Amen. And if there was words, I wouldn't be able to understand them. Amen. But the Bible here says, amen, he, the Spirit of God, he, the Comforter, he, the Holy Ghost, when he is come, he, an individual, not just an experience. Praise the Lord. In John 16, amen, in verse number 7, he said, and when he is come, verse 7 says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, amen, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of the world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, hallelujah, thank God for the Holy Ghost to guide us. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Can somebody say all truth? Hallelujah. When he is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. That's why it's important, amen, to accept this third person of the Trinity, because he knows the future. And he will show us things to come. He shall glorify me. The Holy Ghost never glorifies the man. He always glorifies Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. And so the Holy Ghost here. Amen. Preaching about the Holy Ghost tonight. Who is the Holy Ghost? The Bible tells us in Acts chapter number 1. Amen. He tells us that they would receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon them. Amen. He said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. And so the Holy Ghost is, amen, powerful and is the power of God. Amen. But he is, amen, a person. He is the third person of the Godhead. And I thank God, amen, for his spirit tonight. The Bible says, have you received the Holy Ghost in our scripture text since you believed? Paul laid his hands on them, and the Bible says the Holy Ghost came on them and they spake with tongues and prophesied. I want to talk to you a little while tonight about speaking in tongues. Speaking in, amen, tongues and in the Holy Ghost. Bible tells us in Acts chapter number 2 and verse number 4 that when the Holy Ghost was poured out upon them, said that there came a rushing mighty wind. There came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And so in this scripture right here, it brings out other tongues. Amen. Yet even in the Old Testament, the Bible tells us in Isaiah said that with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak unto this people. Amen. Here in Acts chapter number 2, amen, the Bible tells us that there was many individuals from all over the world there worshiping at Jerusalem at that time. And so there they came and there they was. And when the Holy Ghost was initially poured out, amen, matter of fact, it lists them in verse 9 and 10 and 11. Amen. And they heard them speak in their native tongue. Each one of them was hearing them in their native tongue and hearing, amen, them glorify God in their native tongue. Amen. But when God, amen, speaks about in the scripture, when the Bible is talking about, amen, speaking in tongues, he's not talking about another human language. It's not another human language, even though the Holy Ghost in some cases, amen, I have experienced, not in my own self, but we was on a missions trip, amen, and a young person that was there, a young preacher began to pray, amen, and seek the Lord, and all those natives, amen, heard, amen, that person speaking in their own tongue, even though they didn't even know that language. Amen. But the tongue, amen, of the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. It's been a great controversy all through the age of the church. Amen. Surely there are so many different opinions. But let's go to the Word of God. Sister sang tonight. Obviously, amen, she didn't know what I was going to preach, but she sang tonight, pray through me, Holy Spirit. I believe that the Holy Ghost, amen, can pray through us. Amen. I've heard, matter of fact, and I've been in so many arguments, I don't even want to think about them. Can you imagine being a Pentecostal preacher in 2012 and people knowing that you're a tongue talker? Can you imagine all of the different conversations that you arrive yourself in? Amen. I don't care where you are. You can be, amen, at McDonald's or Walmart or wherever. And if you're willing to lock horns, there's somebody that'll lock horns with you. Amen. And one of the great arguments was that when the Holy Ghost was poured out upon them, that was a known tongue that they were speaking. They were speaking, and God had given them a revelation of a known tongue. Amen. Said all this today, this tongue talking is jibber jabber. It's just a bunch of just blah blah. It ain't nothing. I'm going to tell you, I know everything that glitters ain't gold. I know everybody that claims to have the Holy Ghost doesn't have the Holy Ghost. Amen. But that doesn't mean that there's not a truth in God's word and a purity, amen, that can be given unto us and that we must seek after. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 1, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts that you may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men. Think about that. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. Now I want you to know something. The Bible tells us, amen, that there is, a matter of fact, in the charity chapter, the Apostle Paul is talking about, amen, all these different things and gifts and all this. And he said, speak with the tongues of men and angels. What is the tongue of angels? Amen. It has to be something. And Paul said he could speak in it. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost fell in the upper room. They began to speak in an unknown tongue. It wasn't jibber jabber. It was not a known language that they had learned. It was the heavenly language right here speaking mysteries. Amen. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. The Bible said when Paul laid his hands on them that they began to speak in tongues. The Bible here says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. The Bible tells us in verse number 4, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. Amen. Hallelujah. He that prophesieth edifieth the church. Verse 5, I would that ye all spake with tongues. Amen. Verse number 14. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. Amen. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. You can go look this up and study this. And for the sake of this, just so you'll know, I'm not trying to bring something out and leave something alone. What Paul was dealing with here was the Corinthian church had been filled with the Holy Ghost in such a way, and they had had such an outpouring of the Holy Ghost and so many gifts given in the Spirit, amen, that when they came and gathered together for a meeting, every one of them wanted to operate in their gift. And Paul was dealing with that, and all of them had received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And when you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, you speak in tongues. And Paul said, y'all are causing chaos. He said, every one of you want to give out messages. Just every one of you want to produce your gift. And he said, when you speak in an unknown tongue, amen, nobody understands what you're saying. Think about that. They said it's a known tongue. Well, Paul said, if you speak in tongues, nobody understands you. And so Paul was dealing here with a bunch of chaos. Now I want to say that it is a very dangerous thing, according to the scripture, to speak against the Holy Ghost. You can speak against me all you want to. You can speak against this church all you want to. You can speak against, amen, every person you want to that's a preacher, every Pentecostal preacher you want to. But do me a favor, friend, for the sake of your own soul, don't ever talk bad about the experience and the power of the Holy Ghost. He said, I would that you spake with all with tongues. He said, but rather prophesy. He's saying people are coming in there and they're unbelievers and they don't understand what's going on. Paul was dealing with that. And if you want to go and take this whole scripture in context, now I don't have time to deal with it tonight. Amen. But he was saying, amen, you come in there and there's just a bunch of chaos going on. And he said, God's not working in that. He said, when you prophesy, others, amen, the secrets of their heart are brought forth. Now I know we want to act like God don't know what he's saying. I know we come in here and there goes out of tongues and interpretation, and we want to act like, you know, well, that's just them. But the truth of the matter is, if we is honest, God was revealing what was in our heart. God was showing what was in our heart. Amen. The Holy Ghost knows what is in every individual's heart. Amen. And you know, as far as people thinking we're crazy or something like that, even the Bible says right here, he said, they're going to think you're mad. Praise God. I remember walking around this church one night, and there's a man here, we was having a Jericho march. And I walked around, I said, man, come on. Like that. Well, he was just a nice, friendly guy. And he got out walking around, you know, we was having church. And just like Pentecostals can, you know. And he said, he's, you know, snickering. I felt the Lord deal with me. And so I walked up beside him. And I said, man, I know you know, this may be strange to you. We was walking around. There were so many people walking around. We'd walk right through there. They'd come up on the platform just to gain more ground, you know, and some would walk through there, whatever. And I got up beside him. I said, hey, man, I know that, you know, this is strange to you, but I want to ask you a question. I said, how many crazy things have you did for the devil? He said, my Lord, preacher. Whew. I said, how many embarrassing things? Yeah, I said, well, I'm not saying that everything is just automatically fixed because you're walking around this church. I said, but it's not going to hurt you to walk around this church and pray. He said, you're right. I said, do you have anything you want me to pray for? He said, well, I lost my job and I need a job. I said, all right, let's pray. So I was right behind him. I was putting my arm right up on him like this. I said, dear Lord, I don't remember his name. I said, as we was walking around, I said, he thinks we're crazy. Of course, he'd just laugh a little bit. I said, but Lord, you can show him, amen, that it's not whether you walk around the church or whatever. It's just believing God. Amen. But sometimes, Lord, you know, you require us to get out of our comfort zone and say, Lord, I pray that you'd help him to get a job. And I'm going to tell you something, man. He is calling me the next day. He said, you're not going to believe it. He said, the whole place I used to work for called me back, and I'm going on the road tomorrow. As a matter of fact, he was so convinced that God had heard our prayer walking around this church, he mailed me his tithes. Amen. Even from all the way in California, he mailed me his tithes. I don't know if he lost his job or what, but maybe he'll come back here and we'll walk around again. I'd like to get some more of them tithes. But anyways, they stopped coming. But hallelujah. But that night, God's my witness, the Lord filled, amen, too, with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. No matter what happens, amen, the Lord baptized with the Holy Ghost. One of them was Sister Shelley that night, filled her with the Holy Ghost. And another one is no longer here, but I'm telling you, God filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. He said, they'll think you're mad. Amen. The world doesn't understand it. Amen. But the Apostle Paul said, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. There have been times I was so fierce in the battle with the devil, amen, that I was afraid to talk in prayer in the English language. Y'all don't think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you the truth. I was too afraid to speak my prayers in English because I felt the forces of hell so strong on our family and on us. Amen. And I took that time and I would pray in the Spirit. And I'm here to tell you right now, amen, we fooled the devil every time. Hallelujah. The Bible says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. Amen. Let me see right here. Verse number 14. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. Amen. Verse number 15. I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray with the understanding. I will pray also with the understanding. Amen. I will sing with the Spirit. And I will sing with the understanding also. Hallelujah. Verse number 5. I would that ye all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied, for greater is he that prophesied than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret that the church may receive edifying. The Apostle Paul here is dealing, amen, with coming into the house of God, everybody speaking in tongues and nobody knowing what the Spirit is saying. And so we must ask God to help us, amen, to understand, amen, the Spirit of the Lord. The Bible tells us, amen, when the Holy Ghost came on them, they all spake with tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. The Bible tells us in Isaiah, with another tongue and with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak unto this people. The Bible tells us in Mark chapter 15, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Do you believe that the saints have the power to cast out devils? You believe that? In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Don't you believe that? Amen. Why would we believe the power of God to cast out devils, but we won't believe the next scripture, or the next line? They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall not cover. Say, we're going to be a snake handling church? No, that ain't what it's talking about. Come on now. Amen. I remember a brother down there in Alabama. Amen. He said that they come in there and threw that big old snake in the church. Amen. Homeless people. They wasn't snake handlers. I mean, the women went to screaming and crying, running wild like we would. Amen. I ain't no snake handler. Said that preacher come off that platform under the power of the Holy Ghost, walked right down there and grabbed that old rattlesnake, took him outside and cut his head off. Amen. Brought him back to the door and said he's dead. Praise God. I believe God gives us the power, amen, to take up the serpent, amen, in a real way and not in some foolish way. If they drink any deadly thing, I don't know if I've ever drank anything real bad, but I've sure been in some foreign countries where I was pleading the blood over everything I took down. Praise God. Amen. But I know one thing, they'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I believe this word of God. I believe, amen, that God wants to fill us with the Holy Ghost. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They said, we ain't even heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh God, I remember a time, amen, where a man came to church, amen, and his children was not with him. He had lost them in custody battle. Amen. But God started helping him. He started praying, and his children came back into his life. Amen. He had a teenage boy, amen, that came and didn't really know so much. Amen. But he said, he was, you know, maybe preteen. I was preaching on the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'll never forget one time I got done preaching, knelt down. I felt so bad. I'm talking about, Brother Wayne, I didn't feel like I hit a lick that night. I mean, strike three, you know. I knelt down there feeling sorry for myself. Somebody picked me on the shoulder. Hallelujah. And he said, Brother Sam, amen, my son says he wants to receive the Holy Ghost. I thought, man, I didn't tell him that, you know, you had to go through five steps and all this crazy stuff, seek for it for 12 years and all that. Amen. I should have told him all that. But that's not what the Bible says anyways. I mean, you're talking about dead dry. That service was dead dry as cracker juice, somebody said. Amen. Deader than last year's bird's nest. Amen. My brother Randy, while we was there, I said, well, kneel down right here. We'll pray. Amen. And God, my witness, knelt down right there. Amen. And something came on that platform at that old church. Amen. The Spirit of God descended on that little boy, amen, who was with his dad, hadn't seen him in a long time, amen, and I know it was the Holy Ghost, amen. I began to weep, and the whole atmosphere of the church changed. Have you ever seen that? Amen. Somebody start testifying, and it's just like I said, amen, drier than cracker juice. Hallelujah. But the Holy Ghost is on that person. We saw it the other night in revival when our sister testified. Amen. The Holy Ghost was on her, and the whole atmosphere of the church will change. And there's no telling who's going to get helped. There's no telling who's going to get saved. There's no telling who's going to get healed, delivered, encouraged. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is real. He's alive. He wants to baptize us. Amen. With his power. Amen. The Bible said Jesus stood there and he breathed on them. Amen. I said he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Now if I breathed on you, you'd probably fall over from a bad breath. But Jesus breathed on them. They didn't even know what it was. I want to tell you, that little touch, that little breath that they felt that day, there was a greater wind coming. And I'm going to stand right here and tell you right now, whoever God's talking to, that little tug in your heart that you have felt, hallelujah, there's something greater coming. Amen. He breathed on them, And then on the day of Pentecost, there was the sound of a rushing, mighty wind. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus told them in Luke chapter number 24, He said, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. We need the Spirit of God. We need the touch of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I mentioned a while ago about walking around the church and God filling with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. I had a friend that was raised in South Dakota. Raised right on the Indian reservation. He was a Sioux Indian. Amen. Big old boy. He went to high school and made friends. Somehow he got down in this Church of God down there in Rapid City. Amen. They got to teaching on the Holy Ghost and preaching on the Holy Ghost. His mama told him, said, the Holy Ghost is of the devil. Said, those people speaking in tongues, that's demonic. That's the devil. That's all he heard. That's all he ever had been taught. Said the Holy Ghost is of the devil. He got down there. He said, I was about 14, 15 years old. He said, all I knew, God was moving on me. He said, my mom and dad had split up and divorced. All kinds of chaos going on in our family. He said, I knew when I went in that church house, God was there and God was helping me. He said, that's all I knew. He said, I didn't know what the Bible meant. I didn't know what the Bible was. All I knew when I was in that house of God, he said, I felt something I didn't feel at home. Amen. When Daddy was drunk. Amen. He said, I had something at that church. Amen. That I didn't have when I was with Mama. Amen. She was running wild. He said, that preacher laid his hands on me that night. He said, I raised my hands. He had been going to church for a while. And he said, the Lord baptized me with the Holy Ghost. He said, I woke up on the floor, had rolled all over the place. And he said, when I came to, he said, the first thing I thought is, this ain't the devil. He said, I got up and I called my mom. I said, Mom, you're crazy. He said, this ain't the devil. She said, what? He said, I got filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. I was raised by Pentecostal preachers. All in my family. And y'all know that. They, you know, had great experiences with God. But as a young boy, and then going to youth camp. I went to youth camp. And that's where the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost. Walked in there. There was a man that had killed his brother. He had murdered his own brother. Some of y'all might know him. But he was in that youth camp. And he was washing dishes. And he got to telling his testimony. Nobody hardly knew him. He got to telling his testimony about how in a drunken rage he had stabbed his own brother and murdered him. And how he had went to prison and how God had rescued him and how God had pulled him out and called him to preach and all these different things. He got to telling his testimony and some of them preachers back there, they got to worship God. It was such a great testimony. They got to praise God. So we come in youth camp there to eat and I walked in, the Spirit of God was moving. We got, end up having church. And I was there, 11-year-old boy. Amen. And all I remember is lifting my hand saying, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. And I'm here to tell you right now, it was like somebody poured water on the top of my head. Nobody did, but it was just what I experienced. Except it didn't just hit the top and run on the outside. It ran all the way through me. I don't know why it happened this way, but it started going. It was like it was started right here, and it was going on the inside and the outside. Got to my eyes. My eyes got all watering. I mean, I didn't even know. Got down. It got to my tongue. And I started speaking in a heavenly language. Praise God. I'm telling you, I started speaking in tongues before it ever got to my heart. I don't want to mess anybody's doctrine up tonight. I'm telling you what I experienced. It come all the way down and just like slow motion come down and went all the way through my body. All the way down to my toes. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a great God tonight. I'm talking about a greater God than any drug you could ever use. A greater God than any alcohol you could ever drink.
I'm talking about God that created our whole body, emotions, spirit, soul, and body. He touched my spirit, soul, and body at that moment. All I know is I woke up, brother, amen, hours later, never even knowing, amen, what all had experienced. Nobody told me you got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Got up. You know, I was a little kid, 11 years old. Nobody said, you got the Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You speak in tongues now. You talk. These are the words you say. That's a bunch of hogwash. You don't tell people what to speak or say. But all I know is that night when I went to church, sitting there as a little kid, you know, all of a sudden, hallelujah, when things started, you know, things start going on in the church. Hallelujah. People start, you know, feeling.
All of a sudden, I was feeling something I never felt before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, He gave it to me all over again that night. Thank God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Stand together with me tonight. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Since you believe, saints of God, you've received the Holy Ghost. We need a new experience with the Holy Ghost. You've had the Holy Ghost and you've let it die. We need another experience with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank God for His goodness, Lord. I thank You for the privilege, amen, to be in the house of God tonight. I thank You, Lord, for every testimony, every song, amen, everything that's been done and said. Lord, I know that You want to help us and You want to teach us. Lord, teach us from Your Word. Speak to our hearts. Help us to receive all that You have for us. And we give You praise for it tonight in Jesus' holy name. Thank the Lord. Let's gather in these altars. Amen. Maybe we could come up here and stand around the front. Just lift our hands. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for His goodness. Thank the Lord.